President-elect Donald Trump has pledged new tariffs on imports from some of America's biggest trading partners. While the scope and scale of his plan are in flux, Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports that U.S. agriculture is often vulnerable to retaliatory tariffs.
U.S. agricultural exports last year exceeded $170 billion. Glenn Tonzer, an ag economist at Kansas State University, says products go where they're most valuable. A lot of bacon stays in the U.S., while a lot of ham goes to Mexico. But during a trade war, retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products can dampen demand abroad. Tonzer says livestock producers at the start of the supply chain,
the person with the sows and the person with the mama cow,
have a harder time quickly adjusting to market changes.
Once I have a sow, like in the system ready to give me piglets for 3 years, or a cow to give me calves for 10 years, those are very long-term decisions.
The American Farm Bureau is urging Trump to be cautious with tariffs. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.